We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
Big cheer from the green room.
We have some ladies and gentlemen in the green room there, and this is all about a fabulous event that's going to be happening in the next... it's going to be happening on the 2nd of August. It is Oh To Be In Her Shoes. Now, Miss Autumn Starr is presenting a charity cabaret showcase in aid of To Be In Her Shoes. Now, it is going to be at... Ocean View Hotel in Shanklin, Saturday the 2nd of August. Doors open at 6:30, the show is at 7:30, and there will be a balloon pop raffle in aid of To Be In Her Shoes. So out in the studio now, we have quite a number of people who are going to be there. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Oh, yes. Kelly, isn't it?
Miss Autumn Starr.
Oh, sorry.
Miss Autumn Starr is my performer name. Yeah.
Okay, what we do is go through everybody, and I think you're organising this, aren't you? So we'll come back to you to let us all know, but ladies, step up and tell me who you are.
My name is Alluring Desire.
Oh, quite right too. And?
And I'm Madame Von Sparkles.
Oh, and we have here, hang on a moment.
Lady Olay Sweet.
Oh, very nice. And?
Hi, Miss April Rain.
April Rain, there you go.
And Lady Caitlin.
Absolutely. Now, that suits Lady Caitlin. Stand up here and tell us all what's going on, because let's just say first, it's a fantastic idea. It's a fantastic charity to be working for. So how did this come about?
So could you mind if I just hold on? Thank you, sorry. I am Miss Autumn Starr of Burlesque Chair Dance, Isle of Wight. So I'm one of two instructors based on the island. This is the fifth show that I have produced and directed. And obviously it's a huge show this time around. It's our biggest lineup ever. And we have lovely Peter May, who's the founder of To Be In Her Shoes. We've kindly teamed up with his charity, because obviously it's a very close cause to my heart, because obviously I am a survivor and victim of domestic abuse. So we wanted to help raise awareness and funds for victims, survivors and just vulnerable people around the island. So that's why we're doing this show.
Fantastic. What can you tell us about it?
Like I said, it's our biggest lineup, yeah. I've had to just obviously, you know, look at the flyer, because we do have so much going on. So we have actually UK award-winning dancers coming both from the island and over from the mainland to partake in this show. And we've got giant martini glass performers, we've got hills performers, we've got pole, we've got aerial, we've even got an Ollie Williams tribute act. So he's new for 2025. So this is his debut at the show. So it's a tribute obviously to Robbie Williams. We have fan dancers, we have two compares, because I'm being greedy this time round. I'm lucky enough to work with these lovely ladies anyway. So we've got Hannah the Vintage Songbird and Isabel Lamour. So I've been on the circuit with them for a few years. Ironically, they used to book me for their shows, and now it turns out I book them for more my shows. So we have two crazy compares. So the show is completely unscripted. So I have no idea what's going to happen on this evening. They will just have a running order. And then it's literally down to those two beautiful ladies to, with their shenanigans and tricks and things. So, yeah, and obviously on the evening we have lovely Oh To Be In Her Shoes fundraising from 6:30 till 7:30. During the interval, we have a human balloon pop raffle. So it's not your average raffle. So if you want to find out more, obviously you need to buy a ticket and pop down to the show. So lots going on.
How can people buy a ticket, please?
We do have lots of posters and advertising, flyers. We're going to head out into Newport in a little bit and hand out some flyers to obviously the community. But on those flyers, you will have a simple QR code. So you can simply scan the QR code or visit the website at the bottom. Super simple, and £20 for a whole evening of entertainment and shenanigans. All for charity.
Absolutely fabulous. Now, obviously, Peter, I need to ask a question of later, but I just wonder, is Peter going to be doing anything particular there?
Did you hear that question, Peter?
I'll do that question. As a bit of a warm-up act,
We're going to do 1,000 steps for £1,000. And the nearer I get to £1,000, the higher the heels will get, sort of thing.
Ooh.
So up to about £300, which we've already gone past because we're at £320 so far.
That's brilliant.
That was going to be some 6-inch heels with some platforms. I think if it all comes out and we raise £1,000, I will do the whole treadmill, the 1,000 steps in 8-inch heels and 4-inch platforms.
Good.
And you call that a warm up?
And that's going to be the warm up because the show is going to be amazing.
Oh,
absolutely. I would definitely be there. One thing is you know, I like watching all sorts of theatre and being involved with all sorts of theatre. And La Cage aux Folles comes to mind. Is anybody going to be singing I Am What I Am?
Oh, I can't tell you that, Davo. You're going to have to buy a ticket and come down.
See, that just adds to the mystery of this. Now, come on, it is for an absolutely brilliant cause. You know, a friend of the show, Peter, he's been here a few times. £20 is going to be a night out that you're going to rarely have on the island. It's going to be entertainment beyond your imagination, and it's all for a very wonderful cause. So, you know, what's stopping you? I mean, these lovely ladies are going to be out in Newport, and anybody who's listening from Newport at the moment, get out in the streets, because you are going to miss a treat otherwise.
And whereabouts are you going to be speaking to people, please? Whereabouts will be you?
Oh, sorry,
be speaking
whereabouts
to
are you going to be? Just okay, so sort of general, sort of
general in the high street and what have you.